Oh, I just need a volunteer. Actually, Reese, you want to jump up for me? Oh, that was planned. That was planned. All right, come on, welcome him up. Give him a real round of applause. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask Reese to do something. Now, Reese, I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to do it. Okay? Are you ready? Give him a round of applause. So I did ask him to jump in the river. He hesitated, so he's going to have to sit down. Now, it's a pretty hard thing to do, is just to like blindly commit to something. Like, as normal people, we like to weigh up the pros and the cons. We like to think things act through so we can come to a logical decision. That's just normal, right? That's just a human instinct, just to weigh things up and see if something's actually worth doing, if it will be beneficial for us. And decision making, it takes time. Like, it just doesn't happen. You don't instantly, in a moment, decide what you're going to do. It does take time. Sometimes, you know, if you're asking someone to help you out with something and they say, "Oh, I'll get back to you," you know, sometimes you chase them for ages. You know, decisions take time. That's my point. Which, to do with our theme, over here. Is a bit contradictory, right? So our theme's all about not hesitating. It's Isaiah 6, verse 8. It's talking about being a servant unto the Lord, saying, "Here I am, I'm ready to go." Not hesitating to be that servant. So when we say decisions take time, kind of doesn't, you know, it doesn't fit. So I kind of want to go through a few stories in the Bible I think we can relate to, we can kind of take examples from. And I want to talk about how not so relates to maybe the act of doing something straight away, but more of our attitude, the more of our thought process, not so much the action of doing, but definitely of our attitude. Let's look at a few scriptures. Numbers 13. So this story is about Moses, and he's brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. At this point, and he sends out a bunch of guys to go search out the land because they're looking for the promised land, and he sends a bunch of scouts out to go and see where they could settle. So he sends them out, and the guys eventually come back and they say, you know, like, you know, this place, this city, the walls are too high, we can't go there. This city, the army is too great, we can't go there. Another city over here, it's too hard to get to. It's a bit too difficult. But the cool thing, the really awesome thing about this story in verse 30 of Numbers 13, it says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." So it's just that attitude of, I've got the Lord on my side. Let's do it right now. Like Caleb said, just do it. He didn't go up at that very moment, but he made that conscious decision to go. Without hesitation, without any drawbacks. Let's look at another example. 1 Samuel 14. Who knows? I think, Dennis, you'll know what this one's about. Jonathan and his armor bearer. So if you've got your Bible, you can turn over to 1 Samuel 14. And this story has a similar theme. So Jonathan wants to go onto the camp of the Philistines. It's just him and his armor bearer, so there's only two of them. And they want to go over unto this congregation of soldiers to slay them, to kill them. And it's really cool because leading up to the decision, you know, Jonathan says, "Look, there's only two of us. There's a lot of them. The journey over there is going to be very hard." You know, he says, you know, "There's all these rocks over here and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a tough journey." But we'll pick it up in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 14, and this is the conversation between Jonathan and his armor bearer. So 1 Samuel 14, verse 6, it says, "And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, 'Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few.' And his armor bearer said unto him, 'Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart.'" Similar kind of thing, like, you know, they evaluate the situation. They talk about the difficulties of what they're about to do, but Jonathan's armor bearer just turns to him and says, let's go right now. You know, the Lord's on our side. There's nothing that we can't do. You know, if God before us, it's just that attitude of if God before us, who can be against us? And I guess if you're going to describe these guys, I keep pointing it at the screen. If you're going to describe these guys, I think I'd bring it down to, I think I'd call them unconditional servants. So no matter the circumstances of what's going on around them, their service unto the Lord, unto their mission, is unconditional. So it doesn't matter the circumstances that's going on around them, they choose to go the Lord's way. They know that the Lord's behind them, they know that the Lord's on their side, and no matter what's going on, they decide to go the Lord's way. So they're unconditional servants. I think we can be like that too. There's sometimes we don't want to do things. Things are awkward. Things are maybe difficult, uncomfortable. But think of Jesus' example. You know, he didn't want to die on the cross. He said to God, you know, if it doesn't have to be this way, bring me out of this situation. And I think he asks him three times. But then in the end, God says, you know, this is how I want it to be. This is how it will be. And Jesus accepts that fact and he goes on with it. And I think if our attitude is right, our actions follow. It's a bit of an ironic thing to say, but take all the time you need to build up your courage, build up your confidence, build up maybe your faith in doing jobs in the Lord. Like someone may have asked you to give a talk or support an outreach or help run an activity at young people's or give someone a lift. If you struggle to do those things, that's fine. No hesitation is not, what I'm talking about is not in terms of doing it right away. Take the time you need to build up to those things, but don't hesitate to make the decision to go the Lord's way. You know, God's the priority. Don't let that question ponder in our theme scripture. Who will go for us? I'm fit, I'm young, I'm able, so are you. Let's do it. Let's go do it right now. No hesitation. So let's be unconditional servants, just like Jonathan was and his armor bearer, and just like Caleb. Both of them don't necessarily act straight away, but they consciously decide to go the Lord's way straight away. And let's be like that. Let's be unconditional servants. God's our priority. And all I can say is no hesitation.